Hello and welcome to Art Scene, KUVO's monthly program on the visual arts in Denver. My name is Hilary DiPolo, visual arts consultant, and I welcome you and I welcome our guest today. Our guest today is Michelle Currier from Westward Gallery. Welcome to KUVO.
Thank you, Hilary.
Yes, it's great to have you here. I'm very excited because this is actually the first time that I've talked to anyone from the 44th and Tennyson Arts District, which I think is a wonderful little spot in Northwest Denver. And you are new to the Arts District and you are new to Denver. So tell us a little bit about your travels to get here.
Yes. I am new to town. I actually moved here October 1st from Michigan, where I'd lived all my life.
Okay. What brought you west?
What brought me west was finding the gallery space on Tennyson, and I actually fell in love with the street. My daughter lived on 46th Street, and she said, you have to see this street called Tennyson. We have to walk it. And I said, okay. It's cold. It was in April, and we walked down the street, and I turned the corner, and I said, I want to live here. And she said, I knew you'd say that. And she said, wait till you see this building. And she took me to the gallery space, which was empty with no sign on it. And I said, oh, my gosh, it's my gallery. And she says, I knew you'd say that. And I couldn't forget it. I kept asking her. I went back to Michigan. I said, is it available? Is there a sign? She said, no, there's nothing on it. So one day she sent me a photo of the phone number for rent, and she said, here you go. So I called, and he said, it's available, and I said, I will get a one-way ticket here to see it, and I said, please hold it, and I took it on the spot without knowing how I was going to do it.
That's a great act of faith there. Can you talk a little bit about other events that will be happening tonight at the 44th and Tennyson area?
We will be doing our first Friday. We will have music every first Friday. We are also having, I am giving away as a gift to Colorado, this wonderful state that I am so blessed to be living in, an original 12 by 12 inch painting of mine. All you have to do is come from 6 to 9 p.m., sign our guest book, and you are in the drawing.
And are there other gallery events on the street as well?
I think so. There's two small cell phone galleries right next door to me, and they're usually open on first Friday. And mm-hmm. a lot of the restaurants and pubs have, I've noticed, other artists' work hanging on first Friday.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Michelle, very much for being with us. Now, tell us again the address of the gallery and your website address.
The address is 4400 Tennyson at 44th, and our website is westwardgallery.com. Mm-hmm.
And that is with an A,
W-E-S-T-W-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you. That's wonderful. Now, other things that will be happening in the city tonight are some very exciting events. This is the opening of the Month of Photography, which is a biannual event. It alternates years with the Month of Printmaking. And so when you visit galleries tonight, you will see a lot of photography. At the Pattern Shop in Rhino, you'll see the wonderful work of James Milmo, and that is called Up Close and Far Away, and his wonderful black and white photographic studies of the Colorado landscape. And at Artists on Santa Fe, John Ambrosino has a delightful body of work called If the Shoe Fits, ... And it's a study of shoes and people with unique shoes on, and the whole body of work is concentrated on shoes. Also, other interesting things going on, Tim Bailey will be at Plinth Gallery in Rhino with an exhibition called Pastoral Perceptions. So there are wonderful little cows and little barns all crafted of clay. Very nice work. And Barbara Bear, April Noble, and our KUVO's good friend Andy Libertone will be at Spark Gallery on Santa Fe. Lots to see in the visual arts tonight, so go out and look at some art and have some fun.